titles in a 30-year period is next level stuff. It's 4 p.m. You're tuned into CFRC. This is Gales Game Day live from Richardson Stadium here in Kingston, Ontario. Quick pass out. Caught by number 83 for the Rouge et Or. That's Manny Thibert, and Evan Nitschke going to be credited with the tackle. But yes, broadcasting live from Kingston, Ontario, live from Richardson Stadium, it's CFRC. Jesse Bell and Don Lewis on the call. We've got probably two, maybe three more plays left in our first half.
Really nice job done that time by Nitschke to make the tackle in bounds. And that because if the player gets out of bounds, the clock's going to stop. It's going to Laval to get at least one more offensive play without having to call a timeout, which they've had to do now here.
And great point, Don. And that's kind of the veteran. Once again, we're going to talk a lot throughout the season about this younger secondary unit. But you do have Evan Nitschke, who has been with the team for a number of years. And that's kind of a veteran heads-up play from a guy who's had the ability to learn from some pretty great defensive backs in his time.
Yeah, so he's stepping in at the position that Jared Seaway ran last year. And, you know, but as we mentioned in that game last year against U of T, when they went with that 6-DB package, it was Nitschke that came on as sort of the 6-DB, and he played the position he's playing here this year. So he certainly, as you say, he's had the experience in camp and that, and he's also had the experience on the field a couple times here as well.
So here we go, around midfield for the Rouge et Or, quick pass, complete. And once again, tackled up inbounds, that's Jeremy Hiscox, and then number 21 for the Gales. I'm taking a moment here, tracking it down. It's a big roster today, folks, so bear with us.
But Cohen Hubbard.
Cohen Hubbard. Oh, is he wearing 21? We've got him down as 22, but he's wearing 21. That makes sense. Yes, because they have a different number 22. Okay. Thank you, Don. Very good point. We have got over 70 players for each team, 150 almost names to churn through, so bear with us, folks. We won't have quite the same roster quantity next week for the season opener in Toronto against the Varsity Blues, which you'll catch myself and the great Nick Vassos, former CFRC volunteer, on the call. Here we go, field goal try. Clubbed it, but it's good. And folks, that will bring us to the end of our first half of football action here on CFRC. We're going to take about a 10 to 12 minute break. We're going to send it back over to CFRC Studios. Stay tuned. Next time you hear our voices will be for the Stage 1 Sound.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present local artist Aidan Siegel's newest single, Modern Skies, a song that reflects on the future in the sense that society is entering unknown territory. The song asks what happens when the things we take for granted begin to change, exploring themes of time, progress, and the possibility that not every path forward leads to something better. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Modern Skies on your favorite platforms and enjoy it here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM. Thank you.
win. Roll the dice on Saturday nights at 11 p.m. with CFRC's Radio Roulette. Every week we get a new randomly generated playlist courtesy of the Online Digital Media Library. We let fate decide, and the host must abide. So I hope you'll join me on this journey through genres, time, and taste each and every single Saturday at 11 p.m.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present Shades, the debut single from Kingston's Hey Buddy, the latest project from 18-year-old multi-instrumentalist Seb Heil. Layered guitars, airy vocals, and a mellow groove characterize the entire upcoming album, best suited for a campfire or a quiet day at the lake. Are you a local musician who'd like airplay and social media coverage on CFRC's channels? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via Visit Kingston.music on Instagram today. In the meantime, stream Shades by Hey Buddy on your favorite platforms and enjoy it here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Up next, we have the Stage One Sound Halftime Show.
We've got some stats.
Yes, indeed we do. We have got some stats for you. We've got some out-of-town score lines. Jesse Bell and Don Lewis with you for your Stage One Sound Halftime Show. Just very quickly, want to shout out our sponsor, Stage One Sound, the one and only Terry Doherty. One man entertainment crew. You're going to be hearing more from Terry in future home games in particular. I'll have him here at halftime with me. But if you are looking for an A-plus event experience, if you're looking to score a touchdown every time, then dial up that number. Give Stage One Sound a shout. Thank you for supporting our halftime show. And you know what? I think let's hit the stats side of things first, Don, before we get into the deeper story stuff. So what have you got for me stats-wise?
So Alex Vraken, 7 of 11, 128 yards. That one touchdown to Logan Walton on that beautifully designed kind of drawing Logan from the backside on that first and goal play. Walton also with another long reception down the far sideline, so he's the leading receiver. Two catches for 56 yards. Ben Falkowski, that one tip play. And that certainly, you know, when we talk about when everybody's going through practices and you're doing your junior tip drills, and you're thinking, why do we keep doing those all the time? Well, that's why you do your tip drills all the time. So Falkowski with a nice reception on that. Also with catches in the first half for the Gales, Jace Baldwin, Russ Weir, Cedric Smith, Noah Loudon, and Ashton Watson. And that Ashton Saint-Germain, 2 of 4 on 48 passes in the first half. For Laval, Victor Charland went most of the way, completed 6 of 13 balls for 52 yards on that one interception. And that Mikel Apostol, the leading ground gainer for Laval, 3 carries for 15 yards. Joey Marcotte, 2 for 11. For the Gales, Jace Baldwin, the leading ground gainer, 3 carries for 23 yards. Ethan Dahl, 3 for 13. And Isaiah Adams, 4 for 9. And that, so, you know, as we saw throughout much of the half, and except for maybe those couple long plays for the Gales, and that the long pass plays to Walton and Falkowski was really a defensive struggle. You know, a couple of safeties that the Gales were forced to give up in the first half.
And if you're just joining us, it's a 13-8 score line here. The sole touchdown, which you can actually see on the Queens football account, they posted a field-level video. Logan Walton on a beautifully designed play-action pass into the flat. Alex Vraken's final pass of the day, good. He was taking some shots out there early on. So rest up your QB1 because we've got some official live rounds next weekend in Toronto against the Varsity Blues. And just on the note of the defense, we want to shout out Dan Mikwete. First action for the Gales and a preseason interception for a player wearing number 24. I think that augurs well for what 2026 could bring for Dan Mikwete. And just as a point of comparison, there's two Mikwetes, folks. Daniel, who plays linebacker and a little bit of defensive line, and then Dan, who plays in the secondary. So just to clear that up, because it's the first broadcast of the season, first time we've had both Mikwetes in the lineup. Only one out-of-town score to report at the time of publication. We are waiting on additional scores from this kind of OUA, RSEQ, I guess series is the best word for it. But over in the McGill-Toronto game, we had a 34-1 scoreline for the McGill Redbirds over the Toronto Varsity Blues. The Gales and the Blues will do battle for, I think, what is the 186th time next Sunday? Well over 180 games played. In fact, the only other team close would be the McGill Redbirds, who have played the Gales about 181 times by my count. So we've got history coming your way next weekend. But Don, overall thoughts on what we saw from the first half of this preseason game?
I was just really impressed with the physicality, I think, of both teams. You know, you take a look at, you know, the Gales wanted a real test coming into this afternoon's action, and they got that from that Laval. You know, when you take a look at the Laval front four, and then they do a tremendous job blitzing, and you never, oftentimes bringing a guy late on the blitz and that, so forcing, you know, especially a couple of young guys, looking at Riley Bishop at the left tackle and Nate Skeldon at the right tackle, and that to see, you know, what you're going to see from some of your tougher opponents down the line as we take a look at, you know, once you're facing up against Western, going up against Windsor and that later on this season. And that on the defensive side, you know, yes, Laval, they're bringing in a new quarterback, but they recruit so well in the province of Quebec and that. And, you know, so they're bringing a tremendous offense here. I thought the Gales defense and that did a really good job. Now, you know, yes, there are some problems with inaccuracy from the Laval quarterback position, but the Gales secondary is where you've had a tremendous amount of turnover. And I thought that by and large, the secondary did a good job there in that first half. The Gales defensive line, and that cycling in a lot of guys, getting a lot of pressure, and that, you know, you called his name a couple times, Sam Clark, and that doing a good job. Stephen Capea once again showing the job that he can do, and then Eli Bennett doing a really nice job. They've been using Bennett both outside at the end and then bringing him inside as sort of that almost kind of rush tackle, if you will, you know, on the defensive side, and then, you know, always doing a nice job plugging up the middle. His second year man now, Carter Merton.
And we really haven't seen, I would say, the full first team run of this defensive line, because we haven't seen a lot of Oliver Jackson, but we have seen a lot of impressive stuff. And I just want to switch over to the offense, because a player that I think has really impressed not just me, but a lot of the people I've been talking to at Richardson today, Jace Baldwin. We, in the pregame show, had a nice discussion about you know, are we going to see, and I think this is a very apt point from you, Don, a 2022 situation where it's that backfield by committee, and then over the course of the season, we go, okay, there's one guy that is just making these standout plays week in, week out. It's not even week one yet. We're in week zero, but Jace Baldwin, every single time he has touched the ball today as a runner and as a receiver, has made something happen, and I think his pass blocking is more advanced from a player his age and size than certainly I was expecting. Jared Kasari was obviously a great pass blocking back, but he was also in his mid-20s and had spent, you know, the better part of 7 years total in university programs and strength and conditioning. For Jace Baldwin, who is a true second-year player, to be this good against an opponent of this caliber, I don't know, Don. I think we may see a little bit more of Jace Baldwin possibly as the primary back as soon as next week.
Well, and I really liked how he emphasized the job that he does on the pass blocking, and that, because that is such a key when you're taking on a lot of the blitzers, picking up the blitzers to give your quarterback time to get the ball downfield. And we're seeing that here this afternoon because LaValle are bringing pressure from all aspects of the defense inside and outside. And that, and the other nice thing about Baldwin, we've seen him be able to do a good job up the middle, and we've been able to see him do a good job when he's been belting the ball outside on those running plays as well.
And folks, we are just seconds away from kickoff, so we are going to play our ad for Stage One Sound into the third quarter. We're going to get our timing down a little bit better for next week, folks, but we have Matt Driver as our kickoff man, and if you want a taste of what Matt Driver can do, you can look up my interview on CFRC Power Plays. We have clips from the East-West Bowl of him absolutely blasting balls, much like he did here. Nice high arcing kick, not as much distance-wise, but a good kick from Driver all the same, and then tackled up in part. Is that... Okay, number 32, which... is not a number we've called today, so bear with us, folks, while we try.
Grant Lee.
Ah, I thought so. I should have gone with my gut. I was wondering if it was Jaden Blackman, who we've seen transfer over to halfback. So we are getting a lot of new players in. This is our first look at Kyrese Excel on the interior defensive line. We've also got number 56, Adam Cohen, Montreal product out there. And number 94, Sam Clark. So this is a young defensive front here, Don, at least in the lineman position. Brandon Spence out there at linebacker. And there is that young inexperience as Sam Clark bites on that play-action pass, rolling out and completing into the flat for a big gain up over midfield. Tackle made by number 34, Jaden Blackman. But, that young front. Maybe a little bit of trickery there from the Laval Rouge or making them pay.
Yeah, so Cordell Epale at the boundary corner on the far side,
along with Jaden Blackman playing inside halfback. Blitz here from number 10 for the Gales. Fumble! And that is recovered by Laval, but we saw a heavy blitz there from Queens. And number 10, Kalawa Odie, at least that's what I have on my roster sheet, just about a step behind, nearly made the play, but that's going to be a good gain for Laval. First, nearly a first down, second and about a yard from the Queens 46.
Backup safety Aranye Igbuna almost coming up to make the recovery on the play for the Gales.
Good spot, and we've also got, yeah, this is a very backup or young player heavy. We've also got Xavier Smith out there, the younger brother of Cedric Smith. Quarterback sneak for the Rouge A.O.R. is successful. So that'll be a first down Laval, just a little bit over the Queens 45-yard line, maybe about the 44 or 43.
Callum Green in at middle linebacker, number 9 for the Gales.
So very, very young, untested front. We do have a little bit of veteran presence out there with number 33, Brandon Spence. And then Carter Martin in for the Gales now. All OUA team member last year. And look at Kyrese Excel. That is a big man in the middle, number 96 for Queens. First and 10 coming up for the Rouge Or. Play action pass. A little bit of pressure. Sam Clark with a great play, but it's complete down the field. Huge first down for Laval. Reception there from number 35, Gabriel Enriquez. A fullback is what he's marked as, and he was deep down the field for one of the biggest plays of the day for the Rouge Or. A great effort from Sam Clark, just couldn't quite seal the deal, and Laval is in scoring position.
Well, that's doing a nice job that time, rolling out to the far side, as you said. Jesse, Sam Clark providing the pressure coming from the backside.
And this is an interesting proposition, Don. You talk about the depth of Laval. They may have the edge on Queens in that department here, and we're starting to see that play out. Great tackle. Ooh, from, my goodness, it was a bit of a scary situation, but he is okay. Number 22, so it's marked as Cohen Hubbard, but I don't think that's the case. We have a double number here. Nathan Loudon is who I have on my sheet. So a great open field tackle there from Nathan Loudon. You heard the reaction because his helmet came off kind of in the process of making the tackle, but everybody is A-okay, as we will now get a second and goal from the 5-yard line. And we'll touch more on the depth here because you've talked about Laval and their powerhouse status. They've got a very deep roster, especially compared to, you know, some of the younger guys in this Queens defense. And we saw the difference there as Laval scores their first touchdown of the ball game. And that is Felix Auger from St. Andrews College, a SAC product, much like a number of outstanding players we see in the OUA calling St. Andrews home. And he sneaks by for a touchdown to take a one-point lead, looking to add one more and make it a 15-13 ball game.
Nice route run that time by Auger, sort of leaking out into the flat and then able to get away from the tackle of OD and putting it in for the major.
And after this extra point try, we are just going to play a quick word from Stage 1 Sound. In fact, let's hear it now. You're tuned into Gales Game Day on CFRC.
Need a first-round draft pick for your next event? Call Stage 1 Sound. We call the plays with incredible music, legendary trivia nights, and entertainment that never fumbles. From the kickoff to the final whistle, we'll have your crowd cheering. Stage 1 Sound, where every event is a touchdown.
And that's Terry Doherty from Stage 1 Sound with Jesse Bell on the mix for that promo. We have got a 15-13 ball game here. Preseason action live from Richardson Stadium. Jesse Bell and Don Lewis on the call. And Don and I will be on the call for a number of the Gales road games as well, which will be quite exciting. And next week, I'll be on the road with Nick Vassos, TikTok sensation, sports broadcast aficionado, and all around a great and hilarious guy. I hope you'll join us then. We'll be live from Varsity Stadium at 6:30 p.m. on Sunday, August 30th. And we are going to get a chance to look at what the Gales run out on offense here in the second half. We saw a little bit of Ashton St. Germain at the end of the second quarter. I expect that's who will take the lion's share of this third quarter as well. Beautiful, booming kickoff here. Caught in the end zone, and we are going to get a return from Ashton Watson, and he'll be tackled up right at the 15-yard line. But what a kick, Don. My goodness.
Certainly taking advantage of having the wind at his back, but as you say, Forteza with a nice kick that time for the Rouge Or.
So we've got Ashton St. Germain and Sydenham High School graduate. I know. We don't know if he's going to be playing in as many games this year as some of the other guys, so I'm taking advantage of saying it now. Sydenham High School graduate Josh Bennett. We love Kingston football. He is your tailback. We've got Kentrell Aminady, Charlie Smith, Ashton Watson at slot, as well as Noah Loudon. Going to see a pass from St. Germain over to Kentrell Aminady, complete along the sideline. And Don, Kentrell Aminady is a player we saw make a great grab from Ashton St. Germain in the gold game. Bit of an underthrow, great adjustment in the end zone. So I'm not surprised to see Kentrell on the dress roster here today.
And doing a nice job running the ball, running his the defensive back off downfield and then coming back on the out route.
So we are seeing our first sneak from Mateo Tuioti, number 87. And I don't think he's going to get it, Don. It seemed like there was a bit of a delay between when he got the snap and when he actually tried to run it.
I was just going to say, that's the, you know, what you're going to try and work out at this time of the year is the timing on some of those plays, because he has to be ready as soon as he gets the ball from Sherman to drive right up the middle.
Especially against a front like this. You, as they say, all who hesitate are lost, and we saw that in precise, perfect clarity there as the Gales thought it over but are going to punt this one away. And I wonder, Don, this could just maybe be me looking for connections when there are none. Do you think the use of Mateo Tuioti may be kind of an answer to what we saw last year against Western with Russell Weir on the quarterback sneak? Do you think maybe they're looking for a bit more strength and beef? Oh, and look, we've got Mark Gutierrez, Cappuccini Gutierrez as the punter here. So first ever special teams rep from number 31. Not his finest work, but the punt is off, and Cappuccini Gutierrez, more of a place kicker, Don, from what we've seen. I'm not sure how much experience he has as a punter as of yet.
Well, this is the opportunity to, you know, if, you know, the an unfortunate situation arises where you're bit by the injury bug, but to start to, you know, get some guys who would have to step in to get some action. And that you're seeing a lot of guys now forced to step in on the defensive side here this afternoon to get, you know, to get some snaps and to get some action against a really quality opponent. Well, quality, I think the highest quality, yeah, you know, really in the country when you talk about going up against Laval. Cappuccini Gutierrez gets a chance to get in, and maybe, yes, he's used to place kicking more, but if, let's say, he has to come in down the road to punt, you want to see him get some of those live looks at doing so.
Okay, I thought that was the case, but yes, Oliver Jackson isn't even in the lineup today. He's in street clothes, because I was wondering why we hadn't seen more of him. Handoff there on first down. Gain of about 7 up the middle. Yeah, okay, so, because he's on the dress roster, but I was wondering. I couldn't recall a rep with him in the game, but I do see him on the sideline, so possibly just a precautionary measure with, you know, a big opponent on the schedule next week, your season opener in Toronto on the road. Second and short coming up for Laval from the Queen's 39-yard line. Still a very young defense for the Gales. Jaden Blackman, you can see him out there trying to direct traffic. We're going to get another handoff up the middle, and great hit there from, my goodness, number 38 for the Gales. That is, whew, one heck of a pop from, Oranye Egbuna, the backup free safety, looking a bit like one of the all-time greats for my team, Don. Brian Dawkins, Weapon X-like hit from Egbuna on that one.
Joey Marcotte, the running back who got the first down carry, is the Rouge Or player who's shaken up after that.
And folks, our third quarter, this is a bit of a new and different thing we've got going on this year, is sponsored again by another private benefactor, but one who wants to use that spotlight to highlight some of the outstanding student-run businesses affiliated with the Queen's Gales. And because he's in the game today, I want to talk about Josh Bennett, one of the student painters. Over the last month of his painting season, put up $30,000 in revenue, Don. So this is a kid who, if you've never used the student painters, they're great. They usually have one or two kind of managers with a team of younger folks working underneath them. There's been football player-run teams, and Josh, great job as a steward for the student painters service. An immensely profitable summer season for him and his team. So we want to shout him out here today, and once again, this sponsorship is made possible thanks to the contribution of a private benefactor who wishes to remain nameless but does want to use that spotlight to highlight some of the great young entrepreneurs on the Gales football team. So thank you again to that donor, and we're going to have a lot of student-run businesses we're going to highlight throughout the year. So keep your ears open and your eyes peeled for more details.
So Marcotte able to walk off the field under his own steam, but with the assistance of the Rouge Or training staff.
So we have got a first and 10 here from the Queen's 39-yard line. We are going to see a pass, plenty of time. Oh, Cordell Epale very nearly made the play. Great job by Cordell. He broke on that route, dove for it, and it just made it through the wickets and hit the turf.
Well, Gagne that time looking towards La Victoire, and he was looking towards him far too early as he really telegraphed that play. Epale doing a nice job stepping up to almost get what likely would have been a pick six.
And that's something we've seen from both young quarterbacks so far, is they can be quite telegraphic. They are looking at their primary read at all costs, and sometimes it'll come back to bite you there. Pass on second down over the middle, complete. Egbuna with the tackle, but that should be enough for a first down, and it's a first down inside the 15, so we aren't in goal situation yet. But Laval, that depth, I think, starting to make a difference here, Don, as they are starting to exert their will over this younger second and third team Gales defense.
Noah Smallwood, with the reception in the deep zone that time, he's going to check out as the ball is now down to the Gale 15.
First down from the 15 coming up here with Ouellette. Going to be a handoff up the middle, breaking left. Good job by Jaden Blackman to force that inside. And Brandon Spence, probably the most sure set of hands on that defensive unit at the moment, mopping it up. But good job there from number 34, Jaden Blackman. Veteran player, has struggled with injuries, couldn't quite catch on full-time as a running back, so they've switched him to halfback. And I think he's done a great job directing traffic on the defense as well. So a second down and about four to go from the Queen's 9-yard line, 15-13 Laval, your scoreline here in preseason football action. And this is going to be a play-action rollout. And through the hands of that big fullback who got them down there in the first place, that is an intended pass to Henriquez, Gabriel Henriquez. And Don, do you think maybe that's why he's playing fullback and not running back? Mm-hmm.
As it was a nice rollout on the play. We've talked about some inaccuracy from Gagne, but that time got his hips turned square as he's rolling to the left and then had his man open in the end zone.
So we have got a very makeable field goal here, looking to extend Laval's lead from 2-5, and it's been kind of a 5-point deficit one way or the other for most of today's game. And thank you, folks, for tuning in. We will be live with regular season football action next Sunday, as that kick is no good. As we are going to keep this 2-point deficit. I looked down, Don. Did you catch what happened there?
He just simply doinked it off the left upright, and it went, for the Gales' perspective, outside of the uprights. And unfortunate there, as you talked about in the halftime, it's something that Fortes is trying to improve from last year, his accuracy, and just simply missing the field goal there.
You know what that reminds me of? Last year on the road against Guelph, Trey Thompson, young kicker for the Griffins, didn't doink it, but same thing, pulled a very makeable kick left. And I think we've been spoiled because the Gales have had basically, 12 or 15 consecutive years of great, you could really say longer than that, back to the 2009 team, you know, nearly two decades of great kicking play. So it's rare to see a bit of a shank like that here at Richardson. Hand off to Ethan Dahl. Oh, play action pass over to Yannick Daigh. That was so well run, it had me falling for it. And Yannick Daigh, now there's a player, Don, we didn't see much of last year, but in 2024, I thought he showed a great deal of promise, especially during the Gales playoff run. He looked good in Windsor, and he was great against Laurier. Great to see Yannick Daigh making some contributions here. Looks like he'll be kind of that other primary receiving H-back alongside Mateo Tuioti.
Well, he really, you know, fits the role there. He's a good blocker, and then you saw his hands being, it was a little bit of a low pass that time, but he's able to get down and pick it up for close to a first down.
Now we're going to get a handoff to Dahl, and Dahl! There's the physicality he is known for, powering through a tackle at the line of scrimmage and falling forward for first down distance. Haven't seen Dahl really get rolling fully today, Don, but that is kind of what we expect from Ethan Dahl. Hard-nosed, short yardage run for a first down there.
Kendi Montauban, their big defensive tackle for Laval, made the initial hit, but then, as you said, and these are the kind of yards we expect to see out of Ethan Dahl. You know, those hard yards inside the tackles.
We're going to see another run from Dahl here. Does a good job of bypassing one blitzing would-be tackler, but then is tripped up after a gain of about 3, setting up a 2nd and 7. So Ashton St. Germain going to face a 2nd and medium distance here. We do have a Laval player down. Doesn't look to be anything too serious, but we'll take a moment here. And I can see number 4, Tyson Gooden, warming up on the sideline. So my suspicion is Gooden may be their 4th quarter option. Well, Alex Vraken enjoys a well-earned rest.
So it's number 28, Horeb Nuchaguen.
Nuena.
Who is unfortunately injured right now for Laval. Sean Sennett did a nice job with the blitz that time for the Rouge d'Or, forcing Dahl to have to cut it back inside. But, you know, again, he doesn't, he gets met at the line of scrimmage and then gets forward still to pick up a few yards.
And honestly, that's something I think that has been quite a commonality amongst some of the Gales backs today, whether it's Jace Baldwin or Ethan Dahl. They do a good job of kind of getting loose quickly, where they may sometimes, like we saw in the first quarter with Dahl, he took a handoff a little awkwardly, couldn't quite get going. But for the most part, it does not take them long to get their feet set and go. And that is a very valuable skill to have. And to be honest with you, Queens, bit of a coup here locally, because the current running back coach is one of the most legendary, if not the most legendary, high school coach in Kingston history, Mark McGee, a former Toronto Varsity Blues standout at wide receiver, won dozens of OFSA titles here in town. And that's a great completion from St. Germain to Noah Loudon for a first down. And you know what? Shout out. I actually, although he didn't get the tackle, he whistled the play dead. I love the effort from number 36 on Laval to try and punch that ball out of a smaller receiver. That was Bouchard at halfback. And you could just see him, one arm wrapped around and the other one. He was trying to punch that ball out with reckless abandon.
Nice timing, allowing St. Germain to get the ball out. Right now in... Now at center is Anthony Apetisano.
And we've got to watch the snaps here, because we saw Apetisano struggling on Monday in training camp with those. That first one is good. St. Germain going for it. Beautiful pass and catch to Ben Falkowski. See ya. Touchdown, Queens. Way to make a play. St. Germain right on the money. And Ben Falkowski, what a connection these two have.
A 61-yard pass and run, and talk about dropping the ball in the proverbial bucket. And that thought initially maybe it kind of telegraphed it a little bit, but, you know, the receiver didn't, I don't think he really believed the strength of St. Germain's arm. And then Falkowski able to get downfield and kept his eyes on the ball. Great job following it all the way into his hands. And getting now the go-ahead score here.
Remarkable stuff. And now we will see the first extra point attempt from Mark Cappuccini Gutierrez. Just a quick score update. We do have the second result from this OUA-RSEQ series, as Guelph prevails over Concordia 24-14. So of the four games played, one for the RSEQ, one for the OU, as we have the Gales taking a narrow lead and a bad snap, and Cappuccini... That's not... I feel for the kid. His first extra point attempt and the ball didn't even make it to him.
We always want to give long snapper love, and was wanting to do a showdown. Charlie Smith in, number 80, doing the duties that time. And unfortunately, as you said, Jesse just rolled a ground ball back to Driver.
And that's got to be a nightmare scenario for a kicker at the best of times. When you've got those big, massive, nasty frontline defenders for Laval Rouge d'Or, and you're about 5'10" and maybe 140 pounds, I don't think that's an enjoyable experience for Mark Cappuccini Gutierrez there.
But certainly just ate the ball. Didn't pull a Gyro Premian in the 72 or 73 Super Bowl. And
nearly spoiled the Dolphins' perfect season.
Exactly.
Great call. Yes. I always, you know, on my broadcast, we always say kickers are people too, but Garrett Yepremian made it very hard to issue that that statement. But yeah, here we go, and this could be a treat. Mark Cappuccini Gutierrez, Don, you saw him warming up just towards the end of halftime, and talk about some of the kicks he was making then.
So he was putting the ball with the ball teed at about the 45 through the end zone. Now he is kicking into the wind. Here, a little bit of a breeze coming off the lake.
And on that note, I'm kind of amazed that ball dropped to Falkowski given how high it was thrown. Still, a good kick from Cappuccini Gutierrez is going to be caught inside the five, and this could be dangerous. But Callum Green sacrificing his body, making one heck of a play. That was a wide open hole. Green was still kind of engaged with his blocker, and he just sort of ragdolled and projectiled himself into the hole to trip up the Laval returner.
Angel Vital, one of their linebackers, doing return duties that time.
Really? Linebacker, and he's... I saw that once with the Kingston Grenadiers. This would have been... 2012, and you'll know the name Trent Corney.
Mm-hmm.
He was playing defensive end and punt returner for us because he was struggling to learn the offense. And he scored 3 punt return touchdowns as a defensive end. So I've seen it before, but it's very rare. And new quarterback in for Laval, and that is a tackle from Kyrese XL on a run up the middle. But that is Leroux in at quarterback, number 18 for the Rouge et Or. Thomas Leroux, the product of College Notre-Dame de Foix.
Trent Corney, a tremendous athlete out of Thousand Island Secondary School in Brockville. Went to school at the University of Virginia before eventually having some time with Winnipeg Blue Bombers. Trent was a great 4x400-meter runner. He was good for about the first 300, and then the monkey would hop on his back for the last 100.
We have a second down pass completion here, tackled up by Cordell Epale with some assistance there from number 41 in the tricolor, which is Demetrius Allen. Yes, Trent, I think the greatest compliment he ever paid me, Don, in football practice, he took off his helmet and he said, "Wow, you really unleashed the Kraken on that one." And that, to me, is the greatest compliment I've ever been paid. And, you know, Trent, I don't know if you're listening, but if you are, we love you, buddy. What a career, what a life. And what a game we've got here. 19-15, your scoreline. Queens with a narrow lead. Laval getting a first down play. Quarterback under pressure. And great job by Leroux. Eventually tracked down by Sam Clark, who is having himself a strong performance. But, oh, he's clutching his...
It looks so might be a cramp,
yeah,
the way that he's holding his leg. And it certainly, you know, it's about 28 degrees here, quite humid on this August football day.
You're telling me.
Clark doing a good job, kept this rush going. As initially he had the pressure on the quarterback, and then he was able to come back and limit him to just about a 4-yard gain. And being reminded by the officials that, yes, you want to tough it out, but once you go down, the training staff, come on, you have to take a couple plays off.
But I think you're right on the money. Looks like just a cramp. Not so fun, but you always kind of grimace when you see a player clutching their lower leg.
Adam Skeldon now in at the field side defensive end. Adam Cohen on the boundary side end.
Skeldon, the younger brother of tackle Nate Skeldon. Second and 7 for Laval. Quick bubble screen pass is complete, and that will be enough for a first down. Play very familiar to Gales fans. Queens ran a lot of that little tunnel screen last year, and you can see why. It's a high-yield, low-risk play.
David-André René, the receiver on the play that time, made a couple of moves to get away from a couple Gales defensive tacklers. Kalawa Odi had a chance to tackle him shy of the first down.
As we are a bit of a miscommunication, but Leroux is going to keep it, and he has got the speed. Leroux out of bounds into Queens territory. Bit of a, I don't know if it was maybe a play action read or if there was just a timing issue, but he had the ball with no one to hand it off to, and to his credit, kept a cool head and just made his way out of bounds for a first down.
Marc-Antoine Lacombe, the backup center, was a high snap from him. Which, as you say, Jesse, I think it threw off the timing. I think it was going to be a quick sprint run up the middle, but then it threw off the timing. Doing a nice job blocking downfield was Felix Auger for Laval.
And that's the thing. When you've got this level of talent and quality of coaching, even those kind of blown plays can result in positive momentum. Another high snap fielded by Leroux, and he's going long this time. And Cordell Epale with him every step of the way. The pass was a little low, but Cordell, number 5 for the tricolor, credit to him. He was on him like stink on dung and made that one a tough process for the intended receiver.
Well, the other thing on a long developing pass play like that, not unlike what we saw with Dan McQuetty in the first half, he doesn't grab the receiver. And, you know, when you're about a half yard or so behind the receiver, sometimes you kind of panic, but he didn't there.
And I think that's a testament to the caliber of defensive back coaching in particular. This program is consistently one of the best in the country, and we see those little things on display here. Second and long, big play here for Leroux. Great play by Jaden Blackman. Halfback turned defensive back, turning around and knocking that one out of bounds. Great job there from the veteran, number 34. So good to see him in the lineup, and you can see why this team trusts him. A heads-up play there.
Well, we've seen LaValle at times find some openings in the zone, and the receiver was open behind Blackman, but Blackman making a nice job to knock that ball down, and it's going to bring Forteza on to attempt the 44-yard. It was good earlier from 47.
He's got the wind.
So he check that. It's Emile Choquet, backup kicker.
The kick is up, and I don't... Oh, it just had what it needed. I think the wind gave him a little boost there. If he kicked that one into it, I think it would have been about a yard short. But that will bring us to the end of our third quarter of football action. Thank you again to our sponsor that wants us to highlight the great student-run businesses for the Queens football team. I'm going to have more details on Josh and his Student Works painting service next week, but we have got a lot of great businesses to cover over the course of the season. And one more time, let me play a little sponsored ad for our halftime show sponsor, Stage One Sound, as yes, indeed, when we come back, we'll have the fourth quarter with number four for Queens, Tyson Gooden, under center.
Need a first-round draft pick for your next event? Call Stage One Sound. We call the plays with incredible music, legendary trivia nights, and entertainment that never fumbles. From the kickoff to the final whistle, we'll have your crowd cheering. Stage One Sound, where every event is a touchdown.
And we are back in action here at Richardson Memorial Stadium. If you're just joining us, this is preseason football action between your Queens Gaels and the perennial national powerhouse LaValle Rouge et Or. We are deep into the second half, which means it's a lot of, I would say, second and third team guys taking snaps here. But, Don, what a great game. Very entertaining, very evenly matched.
Yeah, very evenly matched. We've seen some big plays from both sides, and that the Gaels, you know, some long pass plays that have gone, a couple long pass plays to Falkowski, one on the tip, the other one on that long touchdown in the third quarter there from St. Germain. And, you know, now we get to see here in the fourth quarter, what can we see from, I think, probably one of the tallest pivots you've ever seen for the Gaels, the 6'7", Tyson Gooden.
Gooden's first in-game snap here, play action rollout to the right-hand side. And he is going to go deep for Kentrell Aminady. Oh, in and out of his hands. Kentrell Aminady on a perfectly placed ball from the Hamilton pivot, Tyson Gooden. Just couldn't quite seal the deal, and he might be the sickest man in Richardson Stadium right now, Don, because that was a perfectly executed play.
What about a possible welcome to Richardson moment that was, but... Nice job done by Gooden on the play.
I love he had his check down route into the flat, which was number 84 for the Gaels. I was going to say that is actually not. Oh, Robbie Preston was kind of his safety valve, but he stepped up, made a beautiful pass, just couldn't quite complete it, and he's going to be sacked on second down. Whoa, as we had a bit of an entanglement there. But it looks like it was an incidental entanglement. I don't think there was malicious intent on that one. But nonetheless, Gaels leaving a bit of food on the table there after an outstanding... Oh, that would have been an incredible first career play for Tyson Gooden. But alas, you know what they say, horseshoes and hand grenades. So we will get a two and out for the Gaels instead.
Certainly see the arm. As when we've talked about one of the big legs we're expecting a lot out of. It's a second chance to punt this afternoon for Capuchidi Gutierrez.
Wasn't a great first punt, and his first extra point attempt wasn't one to write home about, but this is much more what we expected. As that punt tracks about a good 10 yards back from where the returner expected it to, and this returner is making the Gaels look silly. Multiple men eating the turf before he's eventually tracked down, slowed up from behind partially by number 40, Zach White, before going down in a gaggle of Gaels.
So 44-yard punt, but Manny Tibert returning it back 34 yards the other way. And I think, Jesse, one of the keys, you talked about the job that Driver did in the first half, kicking the ball outside the numbers. Mm. That one, it was a nice high punt from Capuchidi Gutierrez, but it was right down the middle of the field.
And that has been what has killed this Queens team in big games in the past. You think last year to the Mitchell Bowl against Saskatchewan, that return by, I wish I had the name off the top of my head, former Western player Daniel Kabongo, that was really what put that game out of reach ultimately. First down pass is completed. As I am just looking to see if I can get any more out-of-town scores. As we have a four-game mini-series between the OUA and RSEQ, which I think that's a great idea. That's something I'd like to see kind of grandfathered in moving forward, this little preseason scuffle. Maybe not necessarily in years where you're going to be playing in the national semifinal, but maybe years where you could see teams of this caliber meeting for the Vanier Cup. As we will have a second and about two inside Queens territory, this snap from the 36-yard line. Play action rollout from LaRue. And it is complete this time to Henriquez down inside the Queens red zone. We saw Henriquez drop what would have been a huge first down in the third quarter. Makes up for it there as Laval continuing to put pressure on this young Queens defense.
Jaden Blackman on the coverage that time, but unable to stick with his receiver. Jesse, you talk about looking down through the schedule later on the season. This will not be a season when the OU and the RSEQ meet in the playoffs, unless it's in the Vanier, as it'll be the Canada West team going to the RSEQ, and then the OUA Yates champion will host the winner of the Atlantic Conference this year.
Those RSEQ Canada West semifinals, great play there. Callum Green again making a name for himself, number nine with a couple big clutch tackles. But yeah, that national semifinal, Canada West and RSEQ, that should be a fist fight, Don. Those games are always immensely physical.
Great play by Green stepping up right through the hole there that time to make the tackle for loss. And we also saw a nice play on special teams that he had back in the third quarter.
So here we go. Second and goal from the Queen's 6-yard line. LaRue has been giving the Gales trouble with his feet. Let's see if he can get it done with his arm. He's going to tuck it and run. And Callum Green bearing in, but that is a touchdown to his favorite target, Gabriel Henriquez. And Laval has jumped back in front with a 5-point lead, and I was going to say likely a 6, but extra point distance was a bit of a struggle for Laval on a field goal try. So let's see how this Queens offense can answer. And folks, I'll tell you, no matter how this game ends, I think it's a very positive sign that the Gales have not just kept it close with arguably the most consistently great team in Canadian football, but the fact that this has been a very back-and-forth, momentum-swinging game. Each team has had distinct sections where they're in control, as this time the kick is good. So it's a 25-19 scoreline here at Richardson Stadium.
Laval bringing Forteza, their starting kicker, back in for that extra point.
And we have got 11 and a half minutes remaining in our fourth quarter. And looking at the schedule for the Gales moving forward, next week on the road in Toronto against the Varsity Blues. Important to note, we have an early bye week, so there will be no football action in the first week of September. Second game of the season will be the home opener here, September 12th, against the Waterloo Warriors, in what should be a very emotionally charged contest. We're then going to see the Gales on the road in Carleton, September 19th. Don and I will be on the call live from Carleton University. We have got Ottawa, the Gigi's, coming here on the 26th of September. And then the biggest game of every regular season on the road in London against the Western Mustangs. Queens looking to snap a 15-game losing streak against the Purple Ponies, now steeded by former standout quarterback and former coach of the year Michael Faulds, replacing the great Greg Marshall. And then we've got a trio of tough games as we get a great return here from Ashton Watson. We have got contests against Windsor and Guelph at home, with Guelph being the homecoming game. And then they close things out on the road in Hamilton against a McMaster Marauders team that was very young and hungry last year. We'll have to see if that level of development is up to speed, and if they're where they need to be this year. That's a very interesting regular season closeout game for the Gales at a venue they have historically struggled at.
Certainly, I think the big game, though, will be interesting to see. The Gales losing in overtime last year at home in week one to Western. This year they're taking on the Michael Falds-led Western Mustangs, as you said, Jesse.
First down, handoff here to Jace Baldwin. And Jace Baldwin not quite able to make the magic on that carry, but I love the burst through the hole there. Followed his blockers, took what he could get, gain of about four, setting up a second and six from about the 34-yard line.
Going back to the last year that the Gales and Laval played here in the Mitchell Bowl, it was the week before in the Yates Cup, and arguably one of the best Yates Cups in the history. Michael Falds and Danny Brannigan going back and forth before the Gales were able to win in the last minute. Falds running around and basically one leg trying to will his Mustangs down the field.
Pass here from Tyson Gooden. Bit high, but corralled by Chase Baldwin. And Chase Baldwin juking a Laval defender out of his red.